Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everyone. It is June 21st, the summer solstice, and this year that means the return, after a hiatus during the beginnings of the pandemic, of Make Music New York, a music festival happening today in all five boroughs. Now, if you don't know it, part of what distinguishes this festival from some other music festivals you might be familiar with is the emphasis on everybody doing it, participants sharing and playing your own music, regardless of age or experience level. So listeners, as part of Make Music New York, as our contribution to Make Music New York, we're going to have a very special call-in right now. We would love for you to share, let's say, up to 30 seconds of your own musical talents live on The Brian Lehrer Show. Now, remember, the human voice definitely counts as an instrument, so you can sing, or you can play your harpsichord, or your guitar, or your viola, maybe your string quartet, or your funk band just so happens to be rehearsing right now. Even if you don't play an instrument, you can open your cabinets and grab that pot or pan you banged on every night at 7 o'clock in those first few months of the pandemic. Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. I can't invite you to tweet this time. This time you have to do it on the phones. All ages and experience levels are welcome. And as your calls are coming in and you're getting ready, with me now is James Burke, the executive director of Make Music New York, which is just one of 1,000 solstice music festivals happening all over the world, we are told, as part of Make Music Day. James, thanks for taking some time out. You must be torn in 1,000 different musical directions, sonic directions. So thank you for giving us some time this morning.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we're already making music here in New York City, Brian. And I'm eager as you are to hear what New Yorkers have to offer. Let me just quickly say, though, a large part of my job is staying up to date on everything that happens in this city. And your show is just such a great resource. So thank you and your producers and everyone on your team.
Well, thank you very much. I see that Make Music New York is now in year 16. How did it start?
Oh, it started, well, it was inspired by Fête de la Musique, which, you know, kicked off in Paris, France. And I'm glad you mentioned that because this is actually the 40th anniversary of Fête de la Musique. And I just came from a press conference where the U.S., the ambassador to the United States, Ambassador Etienne, spoke to the crowd with Lady Liberty in the background. And, you know, the founder of Make Music New York, Aaron Friedman, happened to be in Paris for one of these big festivals. And when he came back to the city, he's like, why does New York City not have a Make Music Day? So that was 16 years ago. Huh. And we've been doing it ever since.
And you're saying it started in France like 40 years ago. Fête, for people who don't know French, fête à la musique is what you said. So that fête is the from the French verb to make. And so it's make music, fête à la musique. And was it always linked to the summer solstice? And if so, why this date?
It was. It was always linked to the summer solstice to celebrate the first day of the summer. And, you know, because in here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the longest day of the year. So we can pour out into city streets around the world and make music with that sunlight.
Are you ready for our first Brian Lehrer Show Make Music New York participant? It's going to be Michelle in the East Village. Michelle, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling in. Phone Michelle, are you there? Can you hear me? Because as lovely as this is, we're going to have to move on in a sec. Ooh, I love that. Michelle sticks the landing. Michelle, are you there? You want to say hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
That is so great. It's vibraphone, I presume, right?
A vibraphone. Are we on the air or just off testing?
Was it?
No,
that was on the air. Everybody was mesmerized. Is that an original composition or an ad lib, an improv? All right, sticking the landing one more time. Michelle, thank you very much. We're just going to go right on to the next caller. Here's Dan in Manhattan. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
You want to just start or you want to set something up?
Okay, let me just play.
Nice. I said before the break, when I was listing possible instruments people might have around the house, get out your steel drums. Was that a steel drum or another kind of drum?
It's a tongue drum hand pan. It's like a cutout metal globe.
And does that come from a particular musical tradition or cultural tradition?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. And was that something you made up?
Yes.
Nice. Dan, thank you very much. All right, we're going to keep going. This person is, I'm going to call him a ringer because I know who he is. This is Mark in Tarrytown. You're Mark Morganelli, right?
That's right, Brian.
Mark Morganelli, the owner of the Jazz Forum, one of the great jazz clubs in our area in Tarrytown in Westchester. Made it through the pandemic, still presenting jazz in Westchester near the foot of the Tappan Zee Bridge. And I didn't know you also play. Tell us what you play.
I'm playing the flugelhorn today for you.
The flugel. And I said that one too before the break. I was joking around, right? Get out your trumpets, get out your flugelhorns, and you actually got out your flugelhorn. So we're all ears, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark, summertime, and the living is not as easy as it used to be, but it's the fish are still jumping, absolutely. You want to tell people a little of what's coming up at Jazz Forum?
Yeah, we're celebrating our fifth anniversary, as you mentioned, having been closed 15 months during the pandemic, but people are coming back, they're really enjoying it. And for our fifth anniversary this weekend, someone I've never presented before, pianist Michelle Camilo, playing our Steinway B solo piano.
Awesome. Thank you for calling in, Mark. Happy Make Music Day. And for those of you who were listening to Mark play Summertime on his flugelhorn and thinking, but I love the lyrics, we have Nora in White Plains. Nora, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hi there. Oh, my goodness. This will be hard when I'm shaking so much. Summertime, as the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your mama's rich, and your daddy's good looking. Hush, little baby. Oh, don't you cry.
Yeah, Nora, thank you so much. That was great. And two versions of Summertime from Westchester, Mark in Tarrytown and Nora in White Plains, with James Burke, executive director of Make Music New York, which is, as we said before, just one of 1,000 solstice music festivals happening today all over the world as part of Make Music Day. James, isn't this great? People call in playing instruments I never heard of in some cases.
It's you anticipated some of them. I'm impressed. New Yorkers are just amazing what they can play. And, you know, I have to tell Michelle, we actually have Glockabel playing at Battery Park at 4 p.m., playing the Glockenspiel, so she should come out to that. We have percussion programs, so Dan should come to Prospect Park, where we're going to be making music with flower pots. We actually commissioned a piece to be performed using mallets on flower pots. We've got the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra for Mark playing tonight up at General Grant National Monument. And we've got a vocal program for Nora. We're doing a rendition of Mozart's Requiem from the North Oculus Plaza at the World Trade Center campus. So come, I'm loving hearing this over the phone, but come make some music live, guys. It's not too late.
Some of the other things going on around town that I've got on my list: Queen's Memory Live in Traverse Park in Jackson Heights, featuring Queens-based musicians, poets, and storytellers. Kids Rock for Kids at the Old Stone House in Park Slope. You know that one? Do you know that one? I don't know that one, but how are you getting kids involved, do you know, in rock?
Yeah, so Kids Rock for Kids is actually a nonprofit that we're partnering with. They've been doing this ever since the pandemic hit. They were doing mostly virtual programs, but now they're all live. They're actually flying in teenage and tween-aged musicians from countries all around the world to perform this whole week. And this is a big day for them to do a free outdoor performance. Right in the heart of Gowanus, Brooklyn.
Now, somebody is calling in as, let's see if I get this right. I think it's Ms. La Poet in Princeton. Did I say that right? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Miss La Poet. How are you?
I'm okay. Are you going to do poetry for us?
I'm excited. I love everything so far that I've heard. Excuse me?
What are you going to do for us?
Okay, so I do have a guitar here, but I don't know how to play it. So I'll just go with a string, and then I'll sing. Every nation, every tribe, come together and be unified, calling all nations, calling all tribes, come together and be unified. Happy summer. Singing.
Nice. Did you write that?
Yes, it's called Dream On by Miss La Poet.
Nice. Is it available anywhere? Are you a professional?
I did it 2008, I believe, 2009. You can find it on YouTube. I'm planning on redoing it so it could be for sale, but it's not for sale as for now. But if you choose to go to it, it's on YouTube.
Ms. La Poet, thank you very much. How about that? What a name to take for... I'll assume that that's an assumed name, James. Ms. La Poet.
I love it, though. That's perfect.
All right. I think we have another original here. Karen in Huntington. You're on WNYC. Hi, Karen.
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
Good. What have you got for us?
So I have a guitar, an acoustic guitar, and I would like to sing a little snippet of one of my songs called Perished.
And we are all ears.
Okay. Turn it on this highway, on my way to you. Four cylinders gone perished, with a choice to walk from me. Feel my way to you from cylinders that perish. I think that's 30 seconds, right?
Yeah, that's great. What is it? That was really beautiful.
So it's a song I wrote about a year and a half ago or so, where I my car died right on the entrance to a highway when I was on the way to continue an argument with a former significant other. And I waited in my car for like 2 hours for AAA. And I thought a song is going to come out of this, you know, because my cylinders just went. Everything went in my car. And I'm in the middle of recording that song, and I'll be releasing it probably in like a year or so. Uh-huh.
Under what name, if you want to promote yourself?
Karen Bella.
Karen, thank you very much. That's probably the prettiest song about an automotive breakdown that I've ever heard. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
By the way, James, I want to mention as a correction to myself that when I heard you say the French name of the holiday for Make Music Day, Fête à la Musique, I heard it as the French word F-A-I-T, which I said from the verb to make, but I'm gathering from some of our callers that it's really F-E-T-E, the French word fête, for holiday or festival. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Fête de la Musique. So yeah, it's like party, you know, music party, music festival.
When we say fête accompli, that's the other fête, meaning this is already done. We've already made this. Stop talking to me. This is a fête accompli. But that's it's the lovely. Other fête. This is F-E-T-E because, of course, it's a festival.
That's right. And to make things more complicated, all the free programs we're doing at Battery Park and on Liberty Island and Ellis Island are part of a festival called Faire la Fête today. So these are all of our French music composers being featured and French musicians.
And I guess so, that's at the risk of being wrong again. That's the French verb to make, faire. So it's almost like fête la fête. So faire la fête, like come to the, make the festival.
Absolutely. That's why I could not correct you, because you were right. We're doing both today.
James in Syracuse, you're up next on the Brian Lehrer Show's contribution to Make Music Day here on the summer solstice. Hi, James.
How are you doing, Brian? Long time listener. This composition is called Falling to Rise Again. You'll literally hear the melody fall and then rise again. It's about endurance, perseverance, strength in a time of difficulty. Original composition by yours truly.
We are all ears.
Section. That's my snippet.
That's awesome, James. And I like how you prepared the listeners' ears for it by saying they would hear the rising of the notes, they would hear the falling of the notes. I think that helped people kind of, you know, just get into it because they anticipated something. Do you want to, you said an original composition by yours truly. Is that released anywhere? Do you want to promote anything?
Well, sure. Well, my website is jamesgordonwilliams.info. I also wrote a book called Crossing Bar Lines, The Politics and Practices of Black Musical Space. I am a music professor, so I'm used to explaining things as well as a composer and a pianist.
There you go.
It's a wonderful opportunity to sort of explain briefly the structure of what this piece is about and how it's organized. And so it's been a real pleasure.
And you did both well, playing and explaining. Thank you so much. Marissa in Harlem, you're on WNYC on Make Music New York Day 2022. Hi, Marissa.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. What you got for us? Or do you want to just start?
Yeah, well, I actually attended Fête de la Musique in Paris a few years ago. So it's fun that now we're having Fête de la Musique here.
Yay.
This is my melodica. So it's like a little piano. that you blow into. Here it goes. That's called I Walk Down the Street on a Sunday Afternoon, an original.
Ha. Huh. And that is so cool. The melodica is so cool because you get sort of that effect of a wind instrument, as some people might have noticed as you were, you know, manipulating vibrato and stuff with your breath. And at the
yeah.
same time, the percussive effect of hitting the keys like on a piano.
Yeah, and I highly recommend for anyone who plays piano and wants just a portable way to practice piano anywhere.
Awesome. You can get the piano app on your phone or your tablet, or you can carry around a melodica. Thank you very much. All right, we're going to do one more before we say goodbye to James Burke from Make Music New York 2022 and give you a few more places where you can either participate or hear New Yorkers making music today for the summer solstice. But we're going to end by going out to Montauk. Mm-hmm. And hearing from Gordon. Hi, Gordon.
Thank you, Brian. My dear friend was a swimmer down in the ocean. I'm out in Montauk now listening to you. And they put his ashes, he lost his life, they put his ashes down on the ocean. And I have the newspaper helicopter shot, a very rare right whale swam in to take his spirit away, I like to think. And there's a little song about whale off. Another season since you've been gone. Another summer, they say you won't be back. Well, Indian wells, well, take hold. Thank you.
A spiritual cry, if there ever was one. I hear it. For your friend and celebrating the whales out past the tippy tip of Long Island in Montauk. Gordon, thank you. A wonderful way to end. James Burke, Executive Director of Make Music New York. You listed some of the things that are going on around the city today. Let me ask you about two others before you go. One is 1,000 Drums Crying for Peace in Marcus Garvey Park and other areas in East Harlem. What is 1,000 Drums Crying for Peace? Do you know?
Yeah, so that's a local drummer, Andre Small, who runs a drumming group, a West African drumming group. He's inviting drummers of all skill levels and styles to show up at Marcus Garvey Park at 4 p.m. today up in Harlem. And, you know, he's going to be leading different group jam sessions. So definitely bring your djembe or your congo or whatever hand drum you have laying around the house up to Harlem tonight.
And the last one, there are various events I see under the umbrella Plaza by Plaza, which is a partnership between the festival and the New York City Department of Transportation. Plaza by Plaza, various plazas around town.
Yeah, we're so excited to partner with DOT. You know, we have things on Staten Island, Luke Gehrig Plaza up in the Bronx, Diversity Plaza, Jackson Heights, Osborne Plaza out in Brownsville. So working with DOT and all their managing partners is to bring, you know, people who live and work in these very neighborhoods out into the public to make some new fans today.
All right. For the 16th year, it is Make Music New York on the summer solstice, over 500 free outdoor events. Slated for today, it was James Burke, our guest, helping take your Make Music contributions. James, the Executive Director of Make Music New York. This has been so much fun for me to indulge my inner music geek and listen to all these people playing different instruments and singing things they made up. So thank you for enabling it. I really, really give you a lot of credit for the fact that we were able to do this and have so much fun.
Oh, I had a great time too, Brian. Thank you so much.